Okay, we are on Chof Tes Medbeis. We are about 12, 15 lines down at the two dots. Okay, and we are continuing this sugya we've had a machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon and Rav Yosi Haglili, three shitas tanoim, as to what is the extent of the isur chametz. When is there an isur achila? Everyone agrees that there's an isur achila bezmanei, during the mayit. There's an isur achila and there's a karis. There is machlekes tanaim as to whether or not there's an isur hana bizmanai during Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda says yes, Rabbi Shimon says yes, Rabbi Yosef says no. And we had Rabbi Yehuda said that so too lifnei zmanai and la'achar zmanai, there's also an isur achila. And we said the reason why is because he had three psukim. He had the pasuk of kol machmetzes leisachelu during Pesach itself. He had the pasuk of leisichel olav chametz of lifnei zmanei, and he had leyeachel chametz of la'achel zmanei. Good. So says the Gemara, amrav chametz bizmanei. So what we're going to do now is we're going to present three shitas: the shita of Rav, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan, and we're going to be discussing chametz b'taravis. Now we know midya raisa that there at times speaks about and says achri rabim lahatis. And we know that there's a concept of bittel b'roiv. Bittel b'roiv, usually we speak about bittel b'roiv when it comes to food, if you have food which has the same taste. It's got the same taste. So then the isser is misbatel in a simple majority. Now, if you have food where it's got different tastes, it's what's known as min b'she'enoi min, are you? And for our discussion now, let's assume that the way that we assess and evaluate what's called a min and what's called a different min is its taste, as opposed to its name. So if you have min b'she'enei mino, where there's different tastes, so here we say you need to be mevatel the taste. And the Gemara says in Chulin that the way that you're mevatel the taste is once the time is no longer discernible, it's no longer morgish. So one way of assessing whether the ta'am is discernible is by asking a non-Jewish chef to taste it and tell us if the ta'am is morgish. The Gemara also says that you can assume if you have 60 times the amount of heter vis-a-vis the iser, then you can also assume that the ta'am is no longer discernible and it's going to be morgish. That is when it's min b'she'en amina. There's also the shita in Shas of Rebbe Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda had a chumrah, and he says, min b'minoi is not bottle. Min b'minoi is not bottle. For example, Rabbi Yehuda learns out from the fact that the pasuk speaks about where there was a mixture of the dam ha'par with the dam ha'sa'ir. Now, the blood of a cow is much more than the blood of a goat. And it's certainly more than a simple majority is worth. And nevertheless, the Torah is mischashev and calls and reckons and names the dam hapar and the dam hasoyer. Elamai says Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mina is not bottle. Meaning, she says Rabbi Yehuda is, that there's actually a chumra in min b'mina. And the way they explain the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda's chumra is that when you think about the whole concept of bittel, and you think about, like, how does bittel work? Bittel works is that I've got iser against heter. So I've got something where they're very different. I mean, this is kind of the way the Ran in the Dharam explains when he's explaining this and he's explaining Davashish and Matirin, Afilo Belafle Bottle. The Ran says the way the Bittel works is you've got two contradictory opposing forces. And therefore there's such a stark difference that one nullifies and beats the other. But he says, Lamasha, let's say you've got two pieces of meat, two pieces of beef. It tastes the same. Just happens to be that one was shechted by a yid, and we call it besar shchuta. One was shechted by a gur, and we call it besar nevela. But mitzad the tam, to tell you, it's the same thing. So it's difficult to say that the tam or heter is mevatel the tam of the iser. It's kind of lacking in the hisnagdus. It's lacking in the fight. And therefore, even though mitzad the iser, you know, the iser is less than the heter, the mitzad the fight, there isn't enough of a contrast in order for us to say that one is mevatel the other. So Shita's rebuke is min b'minei is not bottle. So we're going to be discussing here if you have a tarevus of chametz, both during chametz, during Pesach itself, and so too la'achar Pesach. So it says the Gemara like this. Again, the two dots, about 15, 18 lines down. Amarav, chametz bizmanoi, if it's bizmanoi and yomtiv itself, bein b'minoi, bein shaloi b'minoi aser. So in other words, let's say you've got chametz tikka matzahs with Pesach tikka matzahs. So whether that's b'minoi, and even if it's shaloi b'minoi, it's aser. Now we have yet to discuss the volume and the quantities of the Yisr and the Hatter. We've just said a very general statement. Chametz, during Pesach itself, be it if the Tarevis is in the same min, the same type, or a different type, it is Aser. Shalei Bizmane, once Yom Tov is gone, and you have Chametz Shal Ashavar Pesach, so here we say that B'minoi it's Aser. So if, let's say if you have Chametz Tekamatzes, La'achar Pesach, which were nis'arev in Pesach Tegamatzes. Shalei b'minai, b'minai is aser. Shalei b'minai, but once it's chametz Tegamatzes, which are nis'arev in a bowl of soup, I don't know, and then we say it's mutter. So let's think about what's going on. B'maya skin. Meaning, what are the volumes? What are the quantities? How much? What's the discussion? What are we talking about? If we're speaking about the quantity of the chametz is so much that its tam is murgash, its tam is discernible. So if you want to tell me it is b'nes and tam, so let's analyze one of the cases. You said shalei bizmanei, shalei b'minei, it's mutter. So 1 second, why would that be? You have chametz over of a Pesach, which is aser. Now you're telling me shalei b'mino, it gets mixed up in a different type. It's mutter. Why is it mutter? Ayahiv taima. It's providing tam. And if it's providing tam, surely we should say that it's aser. So, elamai says, ela b'mashu. So the case over here that we're discussing, what rav means is, you have a very minute amount of chametz. So small, so insignificant, that its tam will not be discernible. There will not be a murgash. So with that, we're going to go once again and plug in what Rav said. Elabamash. So we'll say like this. Chametz bizmanoi, if it's bizmanoi on Pesach, bein b'minoi, bein shalei b'minoi, it's aser. That means you have one crumb of a chametz tikka matzah mixed with 10 boxes of Pesach Tikka Matzahs, it's aser. So they go on Rav Tamei, to Rav Shmuel Dami Tervayu, but with Rav and Shmuel, and we're going to mention Shita Shmuel in a minute, but with Rav and Shmuel say elsewhere, Kol Yisurin Shabbat Teira, Min Bimino, B'mashu. Meaning they pass in like Rebbe Yehuda, that when it comes to Yisurin in the Teira, if it's Bimino, B'mashu. Just like Rabbi Yehuda has that chumrah, that min b'mino is not bottle, so too Rav and Shmuel say it's not specific to the case which they're discussing over there. It applies to other isurin. Kol isurin shabbat tera b'mino b'mashu. Whereas shaloi b'mino, so in other words, you have a mashu in a different type of taste, then we say it's got to be nice and tam. It's only going to be a problem if it gives a flavor. But if it doesn't give any flavor, then we say it is necessarily bottle. It's only when it's min b'minoi that I cannot necessarily say, going back to our example, if I've got basa shchut and basa nevela, and now I taste this, I cannot say, oh, I'm not really tasting the taste of basa nevela. You are, because it happens to have the exact same taste as basa shchuta. So you don't have like a dissimilar taste which has nullified the taste of the Yisr. But if it is min b'she'enoi minoi, like for our example, you have a little bit of basa nevela and it gets mixed up. And it gets mixed up in, I don't know, grape juice. And I cannot taste the flavor of the meat at all. So if I cannot taste it, I'm not tasting any taste of meat anymore. So therefore, Rav says that it's going to be mutter. So again, one more time, we said the case is b'mashu. Chavetz b'zmane bein b'mina bein shle b'mina is also. Rav tamei, the Rav Shmuel Garmit Tivai called his sinshu b'tera b'mina b'mashu. Now, shle b'mina bein is in tam. Really, ikra din shle b'mina should be mutter. So why does Rav say dein b'mina bein shle b'mina it's also b'mashu? Rav gozar, chavetz b'zmane, shle b'mina, atu b'mina. So Rav says, you're right. If you have a little bit of a chametz tikka matzah, which got mixed up in a barrel of wine, really it should be mutter. But I'm going to make a gzeirah on Pesach itself, even in a case of shalei b'mina, also a case of mina. What about the case of shalei b'zmanei, if it's after Pesach, and again, it's just an iser mashu, it's just a small amount. So shalei b'zmanei, we will say b'mina is oser, again, kerev Yehuda. So you have over here a little bit of a chametz tikka matzah, she'avar lava Pesach, which got mixed up in a box of Pesach tikka matzahs. We ask her, Kirib Yehuda, because we're going to Kirib Yehuda, we say there is no bittul, and shalei b'mina mutter. And shalei b'mina here, really, we would matter. The shalei b'zmanei, v'shalei b'mina, what, you want to tell me we should make a gzeira and say, when there's two redeeming factors. Number one, it's shalei b'zmanei. Number two, it's shalei b'minei. And we should ask that, otu minei, kuli haile gazrina. That already we're not going to do. So the first sheet of the day is Shitas Rav. We are speaking about very small volumes, very small quantities. We're discussing a mashu. A mashu of chametz b'zmanei, in all cases, is also bein b'minei, bein shalei b'minei. Where if it's shalei b'zmanei, it's only going to be aser b'minei. Shalei b'minei, it's only going to be mutter. That is Shitas Rav. Shmuel Amar, chametz b'zmanei b'minei aser. So he also agrees to the first statement of Rav. If you have chametz b'zmanei and it's b'minei, a little bit, one crumb of a chametz tikka matzah in 10 boxes of Pesach tikka matzahs, aser. And it's going to be for the same reason. Whereas shalei b'minei, here already Shmuel is going to disagree. If that one crumb of chametz tikka matzah gets mixed up in grape juice, shalei b'minei, it's mutter. And shalei b'zmanei is also going to disagree, and he's going to say bein b'minei, bein shalei b'minei mutter. So we explain chametz b'zmanei b'minei aser Shmuel l'tamei. The Rav Shmuel Garmit Havayu, Kalisin Shabbatera b'minoi, Asurin b'mashu. Like Rav said also, the exact same thing, because they're going to pass like Rabbi Yehuda, both of them. Whereas, Shalei b'minoi b'nei sentam. And Shalei b'minen, atuminen le'gazar. Shmuel does not make the gzera of Rav, and therefore Shmuel says, if you have one crumb of chametz tikka matzahs, which got mixed up in a vat of grape juice, even on Pesach itself, it is going to be mutter. Now, once we're in shalei b'zmanei, bein b'minei, bein shalei b'minei, mutarin, k'rabbi Shimon. Meaning the reason why Shmuel is going to be mako is because he's going to go like Rabbi Shimon. What does that mean? If you look at the last Rashi on the page, k'rabbi Shimon, d'la'ach hazmanei, shari, fa'afilu b'nei sentam, na'mi shari. Meaning, Rabbi Shimon says there's no issa d'iraisa of chametz she'avar lava Pesach, Rashi says ulekaman parech ba'asalei Rav Shimon mishum kenasa, but Rav Shimon still asers. So why are you saying that shalei b'zmanei it's going to be mutter under the banner, under the guise of Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon asers chametz she'avar lava Pesach. So we'll have to see why. But for now, we have seen that Shmuel disagrees with Rav in 2 points. Number one. Even b'zmanei, a minuscule amount of chametz in a shalei b'minei mixture is mutter. He doesn't make a gzeira. And once it is shalei b'zmanei, then Shmuel says bein b'minei bein shalei b'minei, it's going to be mutter. Somehow that's based on Rav Shimon, and the Gemara is going to explain why in a minute. The third shita is v'Rabbi Yochanan Amar chametz b'zmanei. Bein b'mina bein shalei b'mina aser only b'noi sentam. So Rabbi Yochanan is the most makel of the lot. Meaning, says Rabbi Yochanan, if you have some chametz tikka matzah, and it got mixed up in more than in more than the volume which would usually provide a tam, then it's going to be mutter. The only time it's going to be aser is if in theory it could have, perhaps in an ein amina type of case, given a tam. But there's no chumrah of an iser mashu by chametz or pesach. Therefore, if it's min b'mina with an iser mashu, it's going to be mutter. So back to the, so Rav and Shmuel both said one crumb of chametz tikka matzah in 10 boxes of pesach tikka matzah is aser. Shmuel says no, it is mutter. Once it is shalei b'zmane, also he says like Shmuel bein b'mina bein shalei b'mina, it is mutter. So the Gemara explains Shit Rabbi Yochanan. Chametz b'zmane bein b'mina bein shalei b'mina b'neis n'tam. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan tamei, Rabbi Yochanan mishlakish dami tabayu, not like Rav and Shmuel, but rather kol yisur shvater bein b'mina bein shalei b'mina. We always say b'neis n'tam. We don't have this chumra of Rabbi Yehuda, but rather we say it's always b'neis n'tam. And shalei b'zmane bein b'mina bein shalei b'mina mutarin karev shimon. So the Kitzer, we have three shitas. Rav was the most mahmir. Rav makes a gzeira on Pesach itself, a mashuhu of chametz and an entire vat of grape juice. The whole thing is also why? He makes a gzeira min b'she'ein amino otu, a case of min b'mino. And so too, if it is shalei b'zmanai, if it's min b'minai, he also asers mitam gzeira. That was Rav. Shmuel was more makel in the case of bismanai, in the case of shalei b'minai. And Shmuel was makel categorically shalei b'zmanai. And Rav Yechon was the most machmer. He said even on Pesach itself, there is no iser mashu even b'minai. So those are the three shitas. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava hilchas chametz bismanai, bein b'minai, bein shalei b'minai, aser b'mashu k'rav. So Rava paskins like Rav, and we say there is going to be an iser mashu. If you look at the top Rashi says of Yesh Amina Mina, the pasuk Rava hilchas said the choli sun shvater b'minon b'mashu. Says Rava, it seems to be that the even though the Gemara said Amar Rava hilchas chametz bismane b'min shle b'asu b'mashu, but Rashi understands that this is based on what we said before, kol yisur in shivatera, kol yisur in shivatera, b'minan, asur in b'mashu. So says Rashi, we see from here that Rava paskins, that all yisur in the Torah, if it's min b'minai, there's going to be an yisur mashu. The leishani lan, bein chametz l'shari yisurin, elabaha milsa, lagabi gzeris, and so on. That is, she says Rashi. Tesis disagrees with Rashi. Tesis disagrees with the Rayas of Rashi. Tesis quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who says the Rayas are not good Rayas, and we don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda to say that there is this Chumrah of Min B'minai, which Rabbi Yehuda learned out from Dama Par and Dama Sawyer. Rabbeinu Tam says it's only by Chametz, by Pesach, that we're machmer for Min B'minai, with an Issur Mashu, says Rabbeinu Tam. Ishum Chumra de Chametz. It's a special din, Chumra de Chametz. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Tav Mem Zayin, he says, Chametz v'Pesach, a'oyser taruv taruvasi bein b'minoi, bein shalei b'minoi b'mashu. It asks with a mashu, and it asks even b'hano. And the Mishnah Berurah says, that midya raisa, Chametz is like all other Yisurim. And it would not aser b'mashu. It would only aser if it gave a tam, meaning it would only aser up until 60 times the amount. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Chachamim are machmir. He says a couple of reasons. Reason number one, kevan de is be kares, v'le bedili mine kula shata. It's in Issa Chomer of kares, and people don't distance themselves from it the whole year round. The reason number two, as says the Mishnah Berurah, the Rambam says this reason, because it's considered to be a davar sheyesh lamatirin, because it's going to be mutter la'achar ha-pesach, and so on. That reason of the Rambam is not so poshut. Other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. They say chametz is not considered to be a Dov Shish Lamatirin, because next Pesach it's going to be Asr again. Dov Shish Lamatirin is only if it's Asr now, it's heading for a trajectory of Heter. But if it's heading for Heter and then eventually Isr again, that's not called Dov Shish Lamatirin. Dov Shish Lamatirin has to be that it's going to be Mutter Legamri, henceforth. I'll go on, that's the reason of the Rambam. So that's the way that we paskin. We paskin that. So Tezis disagrees with Rashi and says it's not because of a shita. It's just a special. It's a special chumrah by Pesach, but by Shari Surim, we would paskin like Rav Yechanan and Rish Lakish that it's only b'nei Santa. Good. So says the Gemara, Merav Yilchazak Chamiz Bizmanu Bein Meminin Shlei Bemina Asim Amashik Rav Shlei Bizmanu Bein Meminin Bein Shlei Bemina Mutter. We said Kerv Shimon. So again, we were bothered by this. You're telling me that if you have chametz she'avra alav a Pesach and it got mixed up, it's motor. Why? Because of Rav Shimon. We're going to pull the Rav Shimon card. One second. Rav Shimon said chametz lach a Pesach is also midin knas. Why have you found a heter in Rav Shimon? Fragdi Gemara. What do you mean? But you yourself, the Amar Rava, you explain the Mishnah. And you said our mission is going like Rabbi Shimon. V'amar Rava Rabbi Shimon Knasa Kanis. Hayol v'avar alav v'bal yeirah v'bal yematzeh. That's how you chose to read the Mishnah. So, what are you saying? Says the Gemara, an important thing. Hanimili be'enei. When does Rabbi Shimon say Chametz she'avar v'pesach is going to be aser midin knas because you are over and v'al yeirah v'bal yematzeh? Only if the Chametz is be'en. It's by itself. It's not mixed up with anything else. Aval al yedei tarayves loy. But once the chametz is mixed up with something else, then there is no chumra. The knas only extends when the thing is by itself. Once it's misarev, then there's no longer a knas. So the Gemara of Ozder Rava litameh, and Rava goes according to his shita. If he goes according to his tam, if you look at Rashi directly across upper line, letamei the amenami ba'alma chamit shal nachri shavra v'pesach mutter af ma'achila hoyel v'leka l'miknis be'midi, meaning if it's goyshe chamits and there's no makam to give a knas, then it's going to be mutter. The e rebuda chamit stomach amra fila denachri. Had it been that Rava held like Rabbi Yehuda, then we saw that even Goyshe Chametz she'avra alav Pesach could be aser. So Rava is going according to his reason. When I was by the house of Rav Nachman, ki havi nafki shivi yemei de Pescha, when the 7 days of Pesach had finished, a little bit difficult to understand because Rav Nachman lived in Bavel, and surely they kept 8 days. In Bavel, but Agabanim Gavinafke Shiva Yema de Pischa, Amar La, and he said to us, Puku, Uzvinu Chamira, to Bnei Chela. Go and purchase the Chametz from the Bnei Chela. So Rashi says, what does that mean, the Bnei Chela? Nachrim, from the non Jews, Afal Pish Eifeo Yem Zesh Avar, Vuhu Pesach, even though they baked it on Pesach. So you see, that there is, he clearly rather does not go like Rabbi Yehuda. He goes like Rabbi Shimon. Chametz shal nachri shalach haPesach is mutter legamrei. If it's chametz shal Yisrael, it's only also when it's be'en by itself. But once it is nisarev, it's in the tarevis, then it's going to be mutter. Good. Okay. Now we move on to some halachas of hechsher kalim. You know, it's important to mention that a lot of the practical halacha of Hechsher Kalim is found in Hilchos Pesach, as opposed to Yardea. Yardea, very much we speak about a Tareves and Basa B'chalav and so on, but as far as like Kashrin Kalim, very often they send you to Tofnan Aleph, you know, to the Simanim in Hilchos Pesach, because there, you know, we have sugyas about Kashrin Kalim. Some of them, there might be some inyanim which apply specifically to Pesach, but a lot of the halachas and a lot of the principles of Hechsher Kalim are rooted in Hilchos Pesach. So says the Gemara like this. Amar Rav, Kederis v'Pesach Yishaveru. Pots on Pesach should be broken. So what are we talking about over here? Rashi says, Amar Rav, Kederis v'Pesach Yishaveru. Rav l'tamei, the Amar Chometz af la'achaz manei osibahano, Rabbi Yehuda. So we're speaking here about pots which were used for chametz the whole year round, and we know that there's a great distinction is made in halacha as to whether or not they are metal pots or earthenware pots, the latter being much more problematic to kasher. So we'll see. So we're discussing chametz tikka pots. Rav is going to hold even after Pesach. Chametz shalacha Pesach, shalacha Pesach is aser. The isle mashu, and these pots definitely have a mashu's worth of chametz inside them. And another chumra is ukasaver nesin tamlef gam aser. And Rav also holds the nesin tamlef gam is aser. What do we mean when we say nesin tamlef gam? The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, The Torah asers a positive taste, a pleasant taste. But if something has a distaste, a bad taste, and so on, then that is not, strictly speaking, aser. Now, we know that if you cook in a pot, the taste which remains within the walls of the pot is considered to be a pleasant flavor and taste within 24 hours. Once 24 hours have expired from the time you cooked, any tam in the pot is considered to be a tam pogum, it's nesin tam lef gam. Now we paskin, nesin tam lef gam in general is mutter. And that's why if a person uses a milchika pot and they cook their meat in their milky pot, so once 24 hours have passed, the food will be permitted. Because even though 24 hours ago you cooked your pasta with cheese in it, and now you're cooking meat in it, but after 24 hours, any tam in the pot is pogum, it's got a unpleasant flavor, and it does not impose any halachic problems whatsoever in the food. The pot itself, you might need to kasha, but the food, after 24 hours, is mutter. So Rav is saying, I've got pots which I use for chametz. Now, I'm putting together all the various chumras that I hold of. Number one, I hold there's an issa d'oraisa of eating chametz l'achar Pesach. Number two, I hold even if there's an issa mashu, it poses a problem. Number three, I hold a nesin tam lef gam is a problem, and so on. So if you put all those together, says Rav, these chametz tikka pots, they need to be broken. Lishinu achar Pesach, v'leved bu shalei b'minon. But didn't Rav say if it's an iser mashu la'achar Pesach min b'she'enei minoy? So you have those three mitigating factors. It's a tiny amount, and obviously if it's just bleis in a pot, that's considered to be a tiny amount. It's la'achar Pesach, and it's min b'she'enei minoy. So for instance, let's say use the pot to cook pasta the whole year round. Now, Fadbi Gemara, let me now use the pot to cook meat, l'achar Pesach, because I've got Eino ben yoimai pogum de kablias, which is considered to be like an isamashu. It's l'achar zmanu, and it's min b'shein aminoi. You, Rav, said on Chav Tesamid Beis that l'achar zmanu, if it's min b'shein aminoi, it's going to be mutter. So Frag the Gemara Kasha, why don't you just smash this pot? Smash the pot, keep the pot till after Pesach, and use it henceforth for a min b'shein aminoi. Don't stop using it for pasta. Use it for meat. Use it for your stew. Use it for your chalent. In which case, it should be mutter. Says the Gemara, no, you can't do that. You might end up using it for pasta, which would be min b'minoi. And then Rav himself would say that it's a problem. So therefore Rav says, you need to destroy the pot. What's interesting to note is, in the Kashya Gemara, the Gemara said, okay, so you've got a pot, which in theory right now is aser, because it's got bleis of chametz, And Rav holds the Gebuda that it's Aser. But Rag the Gemara, leave it till after Yom Tov, and maybe you can kind of get rid of those bleas. Fragtes is Ibrahimas Kolish Inu. Fragtes is, what do you mean? If you look at the two lines down, they call Makam Hatnan Ein Mevatlan Isel Chatchila. The Afiri Sir the Rabbanan Ein Mevatlan. The Mlekein Mahayil Chachamim Betakanos, which Asra Chishim, Hoyal Shiach Allah Isef Levatla Isser. So Fragtes is, how can the Gemara suggest to leave over the pot and then use it henceforth for meat, and then it'll be min mishena mina, and that will somehow be mevatel the bleas of chametz in the pot? But isn't that a problem of ein mevatel and isra lechatchila? So that's the question which Tosfos asks, and Tosfos and other rishonim give various explanations as to why this would not necessarily be considered to be an issue of ein mevatel and isra lechatchila. Perhaps maybe we'll just mention one thing, which is just a good idea. If you look at two lines before the end of Tesis, Tesis says, V'ri mefarish, tekeven shaha kedere shel cheres hein, which is what the Gemara is going to say in Amud Beis, we haven't said this yet, but being that the pot is an earthenware pot, im yiyu asurin, ve'ein lehem takana, zechoshev di'evit. That's not called lechatchila. Meaning, if I'm in a matzav that the only other way forward is destroying the pot, losing the pot, that is like a matzav of bediavid. So your whole kasha was ein mevatlanis lechatchila. How can you initially lechatchila go, leave the pot for the sake of cooking your meat in it, and now you'll have min b'she'en eminoi, and the ein eminoi meat will be mevatel the bleas of chametz, a mevatelis lechatchila. Says Tesis, but you're stuck. The other option is no pot. If I have no other way to go and I'm stuck, that is not considered to be lechatchila. That's already called bidyavit. Similarly, like the poskim say, lamashal. Let's say you're in a matzav where, let's say you're in a hotel, you're in an inn, you're in a cottage somewhere, and you forgot to bring your bowls, and you want to have cereal, so you can use the non-kosher bowls for your cold cereal, even if it's made of earthenware. Even though lechatchila you're not supposed to use non-kosher crockery and so on, but the poskim say a klal, kol shas hatchak kedeyeved domi, any shas hatchak, any difficult time, is like whatever we'd say in a b'diavad kamatziv, so a shas hatchak already, even though it's not ex post facto because you haven't done it yet, but if you're in a shas hatchak, that has the same din as k'b'diavad. So says the Ri, also, you can't ask the kash of Eim Vaknes L'chatchila, because being you have to smash the pot, it's k'b'diavad dummy. Okay, so that is Shita's Rav. Rav says, the reason why we don't allow you to keep the pot is because you might end up using it min b'minay. The Shmuel Amar, no. Lo yishabei, or you don't destroy the pot. Avo mashu lehu la'achazmanay, you leave it till after Pesach. V'ovid behu bein b'minay, bein shloi b'minay. As we said, v'oz de Shmuel tamei, da'am Shmuel lehanu, the mezavni kandi, Shmuel told those people who sell pots. he said to them the following, Ashru zvini, do not inflate the price of pots. Meaning you are opportunists. You are trying to capitalize on the high level of kashrus, which Klal Yisrael try to keep. I'm telling you, do not inflate the price of the pots. The Eloi, and if you don't listen to me, Darshina Lachu Kerb Shimon. I will go, and I will publicize that we pass in like of Shimon, and Chomet Shavuot of Pesach in its Aravis is mutter, and therefore there's no issa whatsoever, and therefore it's totally unnecessary for Klal Yisrael to buy new pots, because Chomet Shavuot of Pesach but Aravis is mutter. Frag the Gemara, well, if that's Shitas Shmuel, the Lidrish Lehu, why doesn't he tell them this? Are Shmuel, Kareb Shimon, Spirley? After all, Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon. So why is this only being used as an ultimatum? To which the Gemara says, Asrei the Rav Havar. Because Shmuel was in Rav's land at the time, and it was improper for Shmuel to be Meira Halacha in the land of the Marat Asra, and therefore it was only an ace up his sleeve that he would use as an ultimatum to these potters. Says the Gemara, Hahu Tanura, there was a oven. What did they do? The Tachu Bei Techia, they smeared the bottom of the oven with fat. So some type of a, you know, meat, they smeared it with. Asra Rova Bar Ahiloi Lemechle Lerifta Afila Bimelcha. Rova asked them to bake bread, even if they only want to have the bread with salt. Meaning, lamey boy, that you can't have the bread with cheese and with milk, because they smeared the oven with meaty fat, that he wouldn't even allow them to eat the bread with salt. With salt. La'olam. Forever. If you look at the Rashi over here, you'll see the first wide line. To talk about Techia Shumin, it's going to give some type of a flavor in the bread. So he asked them, La'olam, and this is the Chiddush, Afilo Chazar V'Husak. Even if they would subsequently heat up the oven to try and burn it out, he still asked it. Afilo B'Milcha, even with salt, L'Achinakit Afilo B'Milcha, She'in Derech Lecho Pas B'Mei Melach, a Lifton, usually you would eat bread at least with salt. So he forbade them from doing so. Why did he ask them? Dilma asil meichle bekutcha, because he was concerned that they might come to have it with something milky. So that was the concern. Frektes is an important kasha. So again, let's think about this. So you have your fat, you smear the side of the oven, and then you put, now what happens? The oven absorbs the fat. Now you put your dough on the oven. The dough now takes on a meaty tam. Fractasis, but don't we have a klal not bar not? Noisin tam bar noisin tam is mutter. Pirish, you smear the oven with fat. So you have one tam which goes into the walls of the oven. Okay? That's one nisinus tam. Now what happens? Now you take your bread and you put your bread on the oven. And now the tam, which is absorbed within the oven walls, now goes back out into the bread. So that is stage number two. That's not bar not. Nos and tam, bar nos and tam, the son of nos and tam. So at this stage, I'm left with bread, which is not bar not, de hetero. So don't we learn out from the Gemara in Hulin and Kufir Aleph that not bar not, de hetero is mutter? So I should be able, in other words, a not by not is such a weak tam that in essence what the Gemara means to say, the Gemara says of the Chulin, is that I don't need to deal, it doesn't have any halachic implications. I'm not restricted. So over here at maximum it's just a not by not. So why can't I now have this and put some cheese on my bread? Tesis gives a couple of answers, but we'll look at the last answer of Tesis. It's the last line. This says the Yishleim, but the Shuman she'al acheres eina yachal lekaneach yafa. Tesis understands that the fat on the wall of the oven will actually remain. So it's not a case of just nesinas tam. There's actually mamoshes. There's actually mamoshes which remains there. Babela, it's got nothing to do with the sugi of nat banat, because it's actually mamoshes. Good, Al Kobanim, that was the psak of Rav Bar Ahiloy. Frag the Gemara Meisve, Ein Lashna Se'isa, the Cholov. You're not allowed to knead a dough with milk. Vim Lash Cholapas Kula Sura. The whole bread is Oster. Ipnei Herdil Aveira. Rashi says in Zvachim, Shleyech Lapas Nim Abasa. Because the concern is, you have made milchik of bread. You might have this milky bread with your meat, because bread is such a staple And people have bread with all types of food, so they asked you to have this Medeya Gladeira. Similarly, we say Ein Tashmes Tanur Ba'Alya, our case, you're not supposed to smear an oven with fat. In Tashm, if you did, Kol Abas Kol Asura, the bread is Aser, Ad Sheyasig is a Tanur, until you heat up the oven. So you put fire in the oven. Ha Husaka Tanur Miya Shari. But once you heat up the oven, it's permitted. So why did Rav Bar Ahi Loi Aseret Lo'oilom? And Rashi said, even if you heat up the oven, here we say it's only forbidden until you heat up the oven. Once you heat up the oven, henceforth it's mutter. Tiyupta the Rav Bar Ahi Loi Tiyupta. So this is a Tiyupta on Rav Bar Ahi Loi, because he answered it forever. So Amar Lei Ravina L'Ravashi. So being that we have slugged him up, because we have said that once you go ahead and you heat up the oven, it's permitted henceforth. So Amayka Amar Rav Kedei Reis BePesach Yishaberu. Why did Rav say that you have to break the pots? Why you just put fire in the pot, heat it up, and you're good to go? That's the Gemara's kasha. Amalei Hasam Tanu Shamateches. The case in the Braisa, which says, Ein Tashma Satanar, Ba'alya, Ein Tashma Baskala Surachi Yask Satanar, it's a metal oven. It's a metal oven, you're able to kasher it. Whereas the case of Rav was, Kederish Ocheres, Sachapa Kederish Ocheres, and being that it's a kedera of cheres, then you're not able to kasher it. If you look around, she four lines down. Betana shamateches aval shel cheres hatoyra heida alav sheene yotzei midei dachyei la'olam. As we're going to see later on, the Torah was made in reference to a kli cheres, that you're never able to fully expunge the tam inside the keli, and therefore it remains aser forever. Not to the extent that it means also forever. That's the reason why Rav said you need to smash it. That's one answer. Both the case of the Bryce of the Tanur and the case of Rav the pot, both of them are earthenware. Whereas Zeh Heseikon Mibifnim, Zeh Heseikon Mibachutz. One, the Hesek is done inside. In the case of the oven, you put the fire inside the oven. So you've got this intense fire inside the walls of the oven. That is going to be super hot, and that is going to be able to remove any bleus. Whereas in the case of the pot, where the source of the heat is on the outside, and there's going to be bleus on the inside, so who's to say you're able to extract the bleus on the inside from applying heat on the outside? Ha haseken mibifnim, the ha haseken mibachutz. Ay, the chiteima, so what are you going to say? Maybe you'll say, hachanami levad lei hasaken mibifnim. So in the case of Rav, where you have the pot, so why don't you just go ahead, turn the pot upside down, and put fire inside the pot? This way you have haseken mibifnim. So maybe do that. The concern is that you will be scared. You will think, I'm going to ruin my pot. An oven is made to withstand extreme temperature, but a regular pot is made where the fire is on the outside of the pot, not on the inside. And I'm scared that my pot is going to pop. And so on, in which case we say it's also for this very concern. In the beginning of Tafnun Aleph, very important simon in Shulchan Aruch, Dini Hagalas Kalim, says in Shulchan Aruch, Kederis Shulcheris Shemishtamish Ben Chametz Kalashana, you have pots, earthenware pots, which you use for Chametz, Afilo Oysim Shesim Ben Daisa, and so on. If it's used for cold, then you're able to use them, and so on. But he says if it's used for hot, Aval Hesek Shiyasik Beish Einam Moyalahem Valelishim Kli Cheresh Mishdamish Memchamin Afilu Shalei Al Dihor Ella She'era L'Seichan Roischim. But you're not able to, you're not able to do this. Says the Shulchan Aruch Afilu Im Yemalum Gecholim. Even if you fill them up with coal on the inside, the Chayshinen. Because the concern is you will not do a proper job, and you just won't do it properly. The Mishnah Berurah says she'ein darkam lahasik mibivnim ela mibachutz ma she'ein kin tanurim. But with tanurim, being you do it on the inside, therefore that's the reason why it works. But you cannot kasher earthenware pots, and we're concerned you might not do it. You won't do it properly. It's interesting. Rashi says in Chayis Alayu, he says v'sharis le'aydi hesek mibufnim meira teira v'samach hesek mibuchutz. Rashi says the concern is you might not even do a hesek mibufnim at all. Other Rishonim say you will, but you won't do it properly, and you might take it out too soon.
So today, can we buy bread which is made of with milk? Like in Switzerland, you can get kosher bread which is made actually with milk.
Right. So the Gemara is going to say later on. There is a gzeira, you're not allowed to bake or even have bread, which milchic bread or fleishic bread. And the reason why is because the concern is you might eat it with the other type. And the only heter is if it's a small amount which your household would consume in one day, or if it's made in a particular shape. You know, if you notice the burekas, the cheese burekas in Eretz Yisrael are triangular for that reason. So people know that the triangular, it's made with a particular shape. This way you know that they are milky and so on. Otherwise, it's a problem. Okay, good. Says the Gemara Hilkach. Therefore, hay buchya. If you have this buchya, which Rashi says it's just some earthenware keli, hesek mimachutzu v'aser. It's aser to do so. The imalya gumrei shapadam. But if the whole thing is properly filled with coals, then it would be permitted. So if it's like a proper oven, like a buchis, Rashi says, is where you bake bread in it. So if you fill up the whole thing with coals and you do a hesek mibufnim and it's made to withstand that, then it is permitted. Good. Amir Rabino l'Rashi hani sakini. Hani sakini de pischa. If you have these knives, which you need to kasher, so how do you kasher the knives? Now, just to mention, there's an important klal in Hechsher Kalim, which says that the two klal. Number one, we always say kabbalah kach palte. The way that you kasher an item is based on the way that the bliyas got in initially. If it got in through fire, it's a kasher through fire. If it got in through a klirishon, you kasher it with a klirishon. Number one. Number two, let's say you have an item. Let's say you have a knife. Now, most knives are not used in frying pans and in pots. Usually knives are used on plates. Maybe once in a while you'll take this knife and you might use it in a barbecue. Maybe. There's a klal that we go after, roiv tashmishe. Whatever it's normally used for, that is what you use to take out the bliyas. So, says the Gemara. Hadi sakini de pischa, hei chavdin lo hadi kashut. Amalei letidi, chadita ka'avdin, I get new ones. Amalei, that's great. Amalei tenach mar, that's all good and well for you. De avshalei, meaning you are able to do it, you're wealthy. Whereas the lay actually in my, but let's say you don't have the means to purchase new knives, what should you do? Agav, the place can do say when it comes to Pesach, if you can buy new glasses, if you can buy new things, it is better to do that than kasher. Amalei ana ke'ein chadit kamina. I didn't mean to say I actually buy new. I just renew them. I make them like new. Meaning what do I do? Katayu the handles betina. I cover it in plaster. Ooh, parzalayu in the blades, menura. And I put the blades in fire. The hadar Mailana Lakatayu Baresan, and then I remove the plaster and I immerse the handles in boiling hot water, and that's how I cash it. Says the Gemara, the Psak Allah is both of them. It is sufficient to merely immerse it in Reiskin in a Kli Rishon. You don't need to actually put it in fire. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, about 10 lines down, usually use knives, not in fire, and therefore it's sufficient to just immerse it in a pot of boiling water. Sometimes we use, there's other Gemaras which seem to imply that you need to cash your knives with fire. Taisus says four lines down in the top Taisus, the Tietz Rabbeinu Tam, Dam Rabbi Yerushalmi, Demari B'Sakine Baruchim. That's big long knife, should Salem Ben Basar, the Midishpud, similar to skewers, and so on. It says Taisus another answer, very interesting answer, for Aydish Lachalek Ben Hetei Rabala. Our sugya is discussing knives which were Bilea Chametz. That's considered, at least according to Taisus, not everyone agrees, but Chametz is considered to be that you were Bilea Heter. Ubein Isur Rabala. As opposed to the Gemara elsewhere, which is speaking about, it was Bilea Isur. If it's Bilea Isur, you need a higher level of kashrus. But if it was Bilea, let's say Basar, and now it's a Shaila Bas Mechalav, or it was Bilea Chametz, then it's sufficient to have a lower level of kashrus. Good. Says Gemara Vayta, Bo Mine Mimereimar, Hani Mani De Kunya, So if you have kunya, Rashi says that these are made of charis, but they have some type of a seal. They've got some type of a layer, another material on top of them. Rashi says, shal charis hu v'tuach be'aver. It's got lead. So lead you can kasher, but the charis you cannot kasher. Similar, let's say, to our, you know, we've got, let's say, plates, which is made of earthenware, but often there's a glaze on top of them. So, similar type of thing. You've got mani de kunya, ma'u ilishtamu shibu v'pischa. Can you use these on Pesach? So we say, yiruka leiti boilach, if the green ones, we're not asking, levadi asiri. Those are definitely aser. Why are they definitely aser? We're going to see, because they're bilea, much more, and you can never get out the bleas. The shaila is on the black ones, and the white ones, my. What about that? And if they've got some cracks in them, also leiti boilach devadi asiri. If it's not smooth and it's got cracks, it's definitely a problem. The ones which we're asking about is when they're smooth, my. What would we say about that? We would see the midaisi. We see that they kind of, Rashi says the midaisi means pult in hamashkin midaifnon. They kind of, they expel liquid from their daifin. Rashi says the cave in the midaisi, vadai bali, their balea, and the hoilo bali, shuvin and pultin, being that they've got chametz tikka bleas inside them, and if you have bleas of chametz inside a kli cheres, you're never able to extract those bleas. So Alma Bali Vasiri, why my time ahatera heida al klicheres she'ena yotze midei dafyei la'olam, because the Torah was made about a klicheres that the bleas remain in it forever. And the Torah says about various kalim in the Beis Hamikdash and the Mishkan, which are made of cheres, that you have to smash, because they've got bleas of noisar inside them, and you can never extract those bleas. Fragdi Gemara Kasha, Maishna Alin Yin Yayin Nesach. Why is it different than Yayin Nesach? Now here when we say Yayin Nesach, we don't mean literally Yayin Shnis Nesach La Vayda Zara, but we just mean more like Stam Yenam. And the Gemara asks Akasha, why is it different to earthenware vessels, which have been used for Yayin Nesach, which have some type of a lead covering, to Darish Mereimar, that the same Mereimar dashened and said, Mani de Kunya, Beinoch Mabein Chevri, Ben Yeruki Shari, you can use them. It's fine. Aye, but isn't it the same thing? And he categorically permitted all of these types. Maybe you'll say that is the difference. The ha called the tikkun rabban came the raisa tikkun. But we know usually the gather of the takanas the rabbanan is like it would be in a siddur raisa. It will be like on the chaymer of a diraisa. There's a big difference between the two. Namely, previously, the shayla which was asked about was mani de kunya. And these are pots and things which were used in hot. Oh, it was used in hot. Then the kli cheres is going to absorb. Whereas the kalim which were used in the production of yayin, they were used in cold, and therefore you can, therefore it's fine, and they can be kashered. Amr Rav Bar Abba, Amr Bechia Bar Ashi, Amr Shmuel, Kol HaGelim Shnishtamish Behen Chometz B'tzoinen, Nishtamish Behen Matzah. So if you have, let's say, cereal bowls, which were only used for cold Chometz, Kol HaGelim Shnishtamish Behen Chometz B'tzoinen, Nishtamish Behen Matzah, you can put Matzah in it, Chutz Min Beis Sa'ar, with the exception of a keli called a base sa'ar, meaning a keli which you use to have yeast in it. Rashi says base sa'ar is klisha isha shira, or manachas bayas sa'ar, she puts the yeast in it. Then it's not say be isan, she places that in the dough. Upamim she shaya shambalaila, and it remains that the yeast remains in the keli overnight. So it's got a very pungent, strong blias inside it, that you're not able to use it for Pesach the food, even though it's all cold. Hoyle the chimutz akasha, being the chimutz is very strong. Amar Ravashi said Ravashi ubeis haresis the base are. This is another type of keli which has a strong type of it's got vinegar inside it also, and that causes the chimutz to be very strong. So he says beis haresis beis sar shemutz akasha dami. Amar Rav Hani. Hani agagi the mechayza hoyel v'tadiri lemelish b'chamira or mash b'chamira kebeis shechmutz akasha dami. If you have these other kalim which are used like these arevos, like these troughs, these big buckets, these big containers which are used to knead chametz the whole year round, so it also has the din of a beis sa'ar and it may not be used. Says the Gemara Pshita, ma'ad v'dem mekev in the Revicha. You might have thought because it's so wide, shalat bu'avira, maybe the air is shalat on it, v'li bali, and some of that causes it, that the blias will not be so strong, they won't be so intense. Kamash malan, and we ask, therefore it's possible to have certain kalim, even though you only use them for cold, but nevertheless it's considered to be chimutz kasha, and we ask it. Okay.